Baptism is an expression of faith, obedience, and identification. Let's look at a few verses of Scripture, and I'm going to use the NIV as I quote them for you. In Mark 16:15-16, following our Lord's resurrection, he appeared to his 11 disciples and gave them his marching orders. Do you remember what they were? Go ye into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever doesn't believe will be condemned. In the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, and Peter is explaining to the crowd that had gathered what was taking place in Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. He says this: those who gladly accepted his message were baptized, and 3,000 were added to their number that day. Quite a number. I remember watching about 50 or 60 people get baptized out in Africa. And that's quite a number. I wonder how they managed to do it all in one day.
5 people.
Yeah. Anyways, the Ethiopian treasurer who was on his way home from Jerusalem in Acts 8:36-38, as Philip was talking to him and explaining what he had been reading in Isaiah, they passed water and a body of water, and the Ethiopian treasurer said to him, "Hey, why can't I be baptized?" So Philip must have shared something about the need to be baptized. And this man was immediately obedient, wanting to be baptized. If you go on, even the Apostle Paul, who was so opposed to the Lord Jesus and his disciples, when he got converted, the next thing he did was get baptized. So in the early church, baptism was very close to when one believed. It was very important. Baptism is a step of obedience. And all of us who are Christians should be glad and happy to take that step. Furthermore, it is a symbol of identification with the Lord Jesus. When we are put into the water, it's a symbol of being put to death. And when we come up out of the water, it's a symbol of being resurrected. And the Lord Jesus was put to death on the cross, and he was put in the tomb, dead, and rose up to newness of life. Again, you come to what Paul had to say in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. He says this so well for us: I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. What a statement. When we become God's child, the Holy Spirit does such a work in us, we know we're God's child. And God lives in us, and we live in him. Those who have never submitted themselves to baptism need to seriously think about it. I'm going to share with you an illustration that happened in my life. Years ago, I had a friend I got to know and know well. And he knew and loved the Lord. And I loved him too, but he'd never been baptized. He was one of our elders, and he taught the adult Sunday school class. So I said to him, "Elmer, you don't really believe the Bible, do you?" "What?" I says, "You've never been baptized." "Well," he said, "the thief on the cross wasn't baptized." I said, "But you're not the thief on the cross." I said, you still have time. He didn't have any time to get baptized. He couldn't get off the cross and get baptized. But you got time to get it done. Months later, he phoned me and he was excited. Mr. Gibbard, he said, I got baptized. And sometime later, I met his wife, who also I knew and loved. And she said to me, he's a different man to live with. He's so much nicer. So you see, when we obey the Lord, God brings what? Surrender and joy and peace. So this is just a step in that direction. Now I'm going to ask Thomas to share his testimony with you.
I decided to follow Jesus to be my Savior when I was 3 and a half in July. I know I sin, and I know Jesus Christ as my Savior forgives me. 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
Let's pray. Shall we pray together? When I asked Thomas with his family, I said, why do you want to get baptized? He says, Jesus told me to. Isn't that precious? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this occasion. We thank you for this life, Thomas. Father, we pray that as he takes a step of obedience and identification with you, that you would help him to spend his life, his whole life, given to you and serving you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thomas's confession of faith in the Lord Jesus, I now baptize him in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.